Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
Well, we had an eventful Friday here to end the week, the month, and the quarter. Feeder cattle and live cattle were mixed here. We have live cattle steady to $1.12 lower, and feeder cattle finished 30 to 90 cents higher. So cattle were extremely volatile today on the heels of the USDA report, which we'll get to in a minute. But we did finish higher in the feeders and lower in the lives. Hogs were steady here. Some of them were down, like the front month, July, down $1.52 at $72.30. August down $0.82, but out in December, they were actually up. Slightly, and out in February also up a little bit here. So kind of finished the day generally where we started, even with the big USDA report. Now there's a lot going on to finish the month here. We got the G8 summit, which is going on over in Japan, and ideas of this trade negotiation with China and President Trump. They're meeting tomorrow. There's no preconditions going into the meeting. It's going to be between the two top leaders. Following today, where the other negotiators are talking. So tomorrow we've got a big meeting there, and who knows what the outcome will be with that. But they haven't been buying pork from us like we thought they would over in China. So maybe we'll get some thrown-in bonuses there. They buy some meat from the U.S.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment. Discover new products and services at Cattle U and Trade Show, July 31st and August 1st at the United Wireless Arena in Dodge City, Kansas. Practical and useful learning for cow-calf producers, stockers, and feeders. Enjoy 2 days of keynote speakers, breakout sessions, and industry panels while becoming BQA certified. Register at CattleU.net. Make it a family trip and plan to attend Dodge City Days and the Roundup Rodeo. Cattle U and Trade Show, a High Plains Journal event. For details and registration, go to CattleU.net.
Of course, today's big action was in the grain market here. We had a big surprise on this USDA report. The corn finished the day down about 20 cents after briefly trading limit down. The big surprise was the acreage number for corn. It came in at 91.7 million acres. Now, the average trade guess was 86.6 million, so roughly 5 million acres larger than expected. That's a huge miss in terms of what the analysts thought and what the USDA actually projected. There is a side note that they're going to look at it again in July and update it on the August 12th report if there are any substantial changes, but the USDA has a pretty good method for the way they do things. But they did catch everybody off guard here today by not really decreasing corn planted acres nearly at all. Now, the other side of that report was the bean acres. They were sharply lower at 80 million acres. We were looking for somewhere around 84 million. So big misses there on corn and bean acres. Wheat was right in line with the expectations. Cotton was 13.7 million. They're looking for 13.8. So maybe a little bullish cotton. That acreage miss for the corn and beans was pretty substantial here, and beans finished up 11 and corn down about 20 cents. The other part of that was stocks, which seemed to be maybe a little bit supportive. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.